And 6:06, it is overcast and 43 degrees in Tulsa. We're expecting a chance of some rain today and a high of 63. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. What would be Tulsa's third brewery takes a step toward reality. Glenn Hall plans to open Renaissance Brewing at 12th and South Lewis in Tulsa, but that area is zoned commercial and breweries are restricted to industrial. The Tulsa Planning Commission recommended rezoning that area yesterday, and Hall says his next step will be the Tulsa City Council.
I have met with Blake Ewing, our city councilor, and he sees no problem with it, and he's a big backer of ours, so hopefully it'll go on through as being this far. We're two-thirds of the way there and trying to get across the finish line.
The Planning Commission raised some concerns about the lack of parking, but unanimously approved the application yesterday. Well, speaking of the City Council, the filing period for city offices are in, and some incumbents will be back with no opposition.
Auditor Kathy Criswell, District 5 City Councilor Karen Gilbert, and District 8 Councilor Phil Lakin are all returned to office for two more years because no one filed against them. All other incumbent councilors, all of whom filed for re-election, will have to run at least in the primary because they had at least one other candidate file against them. City of Tulsa elections are now nonpartisan, so if any one candidate can muster more than 50% of the vote in the primary, they win the office. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
A hearing is set for today in Denver on Oklahoma's ban on same-sex marriage. A lower court judge tossed out the ban earlier this year. That ruling is being challenged to the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals. The State Health Department wants your thoughts on how to improve Oklahoma's health. James Allen is the Interim Director of Community Development Services for the department, and he says people are voicing familiar themes at statewide gatherings.
We are seeing some similar themes to last time, and those are issues related to tobacco use, prevention, physical activity, nutrition.
A big concern is access to fresh fruits and vegetables. The department held a meeting last night at the Community Service Council. You can still give your input, however, online. Ground will be broken this afternoon for the new Macy's Distribution Center. It's being built near 76th Street North in Sheridan. It'll mean about 1,500 new jobs for the Tulsa area. A civil lawsuit is settled concerning a Tulsa man who died after a boxing match held at a church.
The lawsuit was filed by the family of George Klingscale seeking damages of more than $75,000 and punitive damages, and alleging negligence by Guts Church. The 24-year-old former University of Tulsa linebacker died shortly after the boxing event, which took place in September of 2011. According to an autopsy, sudden exertion resulting from complications from sickle cell caused his death. Jessica Byerly, KWGS News.
No one is hurt when a man with a gun robs the City National Bank near 41st and I-44. That robbery took place yesterday afternoon. A Democratic lawmaker running for governor gets on board the Eastern Flyer Express. Joe Dorman says he's against the proposed sale of the Sooner Sub rail line. It aligns him with most groups supporting the return of passenger rail service to eastern Oklahoma.
It should be maintained by the state and put out for lease. If it is sold, it should be sold to a company that will do it for the right purpose and maintain passenger rail and maintain those opportunities for the individuals between central Oklahoma and northeastern Oklahoma.
Dorman claims Governor Fallon is going forward with what he calls an ill-advised sale that many oppose. Our weather forecast, a slight chance of a passing shower this afternoon, 63 for a high today. Tonight, a slight chance of some rain, and we'll be down to 40 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunshine and warmer with a high of 74. Right now in Tulsa, it is mostly cloudy and 43. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.